Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Ruth, thank you very much for that, and our apologies. Myself and Cormac really let the side down there just before 6 o'clock. It was stated that Nicola Coughlan is from Dublin. Of course, Nicola Coughlan is a Galway girl. We were inundated with messages to correct ourselves, so we were very happy to correct the record. Nicola Coughlan, of course, hails from Galway. Now, with climate change bringing us heavier summer rain, the Environmental Protection Agency latest report shows that overall the quality of bathing water in Ireland is high, but there are still problems with discharges from wastewater overflows and sewage misconnections. For more on this, journalist with thejournal.ie, Lauren Boland, joins us now. And we're also joined by the director of Coastwatch and Swan, Karen Dubsky. You're both very welcome. And Lauren, I'll come to yourself first. You might just talk us through the main findings from this latest EPA report.
Hi, Sarah. Good evening. So, yes, when bathing waters around Ireland are tested, basically they're graded into four categories. So there's excellent, good, sufficient and poor. This latest report by the EPA, it found that water quality at the majority of bathing sites is of a high standard or an acceptable standard. So overall, 97% of our bathing water sites, which is 143 out of 148, they either met or exceeded the minimum standards. And 114 of those had excellent water quality, which was 77%, which is pretty good. It was down ever so slightly from 117 in 2022. Then there was another 24 that were ranked as good, and 5 that were classed as sufficient. But then there were also 5 beach areas that were classified as poor, and that's actually up slightly from 3 the previous year in 2022.
And which 5 were they?
So of those 5 beaches, 3 of them are in Dublin. So those are Front Strand Beach, Lochshinney Beach and Sandy Mount Strand. And then the other 2 are Ladies Bay in Buncrana in County Donegal and Tronaman in Spittal in County Galway. And that was as of the end of the bathing season last year, so mid-September 2023. So that means now is that local authorities will put up public notices at those 5 beaches during the bathing season this year, you know, advising people about you know, the findings around the water quality and what that means.
And is the EPA saying why those 5 beaches failed, or what's causing bad water quality in those on those beaches?
So it's a combination of factors. So the primary reasons would be things like wastewater overflows, misconnections into stormwater networks that run out into the beaches, animal species, so particularly, you know, dog fouling on beaches, and agricultural runoff. So those all contributed to the contamination in those bathing sites. And all of those factors can be made worse by heavy rainfall, which the EPA has pointed out. And we saw some spells of heavy rain last summer. So there's kind of a lot of wet weather around July and August, and that put pressure on those kind of overflows of water, and which resulted in those kind of, you know, those warnings around public health and how that was being affected. The EPA has also said that the rainfall in 2023 demonstrated the need for climate resilience, because we know that because of climate change, we're seeing our climate become less stable and we're more prone to extreme weather events, which can sometimes look like heat waves, but it can also mean heavy rainfall and flooding, because a warmer atmosphere can hold more water in it. So then we can get heavy rain or storms that are more intense than they might have been otherwise in the absence of climate change.
Okay, so we're going to get more heavy rainfall, and that will probably result, as it has done, as we've seen, in these sort of wastewater overflows and increased runoff from agriculture. So we need to try and plan for that future. What's the government saying?
Well, the EPA, first of all, has identified a number of ways that this could be alleviated. So that will then be the government's role, and also the role of local authorities, to look at those recommendations and try to implement them. So the EPA identified measures like sustainable urban drainage that can help to reduce pressure on collection systems that collect surface water to kind of reduce that overflow out into the water that then leads it, you know, bathing water to being contaminated. Also measures in agricultural catchments to again reduce runoff that brings pollutants into rivers and lakes and then out to the bathing water. The EPA also said that Uisce Éireann needs to kind of improve its, you know, operation and management and maintenance of treatment plants and networks that impact on bathing waters. And that also that local authorities need to prioritize measures to improve the quality of the bathing waters that are currently ranked as being poor, and also to expand the number of bathing waters that are at the good or the excellent ranking. The EPA also had provided some advice for the public. So if you're planning to go for a dip, they're advising that you check the latest bathing water quality, as well as reading any signage that's around the water. And also if you're spending time around bathing waters, to make sure you're taking the proper care and behaving appropriately, showing respect for the environment. So making sure you remove any rubbish, that you don't leave it behind you on the beach. And certainly if you're out with your dog, making sure that you clean up after your dog.
It seems, I think for a lot of dog owners, the beach seems to be, you know, they just, it doesn't seem to apply. The rules don't seem to apply in their heads on the beach when it comes to picking up after their dogs. But anyway, very interested to hear from listeners on this to 51551 about water quality in your area and, you know, whether you agree with these EPA results or are there areas in your area that you think that could also do with some improvement. Lauren, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on all of that. And Karen, I might bring you in here now, just listening to those findings of the EPA report. Are you surprised at what the EPA has found?
No, I'm not at all. I mean, we could see it during the year. The Bathing Water Directive is one of the few areas where we get good information. You know, it's posted up on beaches.ie. It's posted up on the, their warnings up and so on. So, no, it was, we knew exactly what was coming. And I think the only place where we don't get enough information is from Irish Water. And it is really difficult. For example, I think it was 2 weeks ago, the Sunday Independent had an article on the stormwater overflows at Ringsend sewage treatment plant, which doubled last year, which is a huge volume. But they weren't able to get that information from Irish Water directly. They had to get it from the EPA. So we do need more transparency from Irish Water. But we also need other things now. We can't really wait. Government has to speed up on separating out, you know, giving grants, for example, for septic tanks. At the moment, it is crazy. You can get a grant for septic tanks. I think you actually covered it in Drive Time recently. But only if you have been inspected and found to be polluting. Well, most people who have septic tank are really worried about it. You know, if it is, say, an old one discharging into a stream which goes into bathing water. And they might ring it up and say, you know, like I did myself, please could you come and inspect a stamp to tell me what I know already and so that I can get access to the grant so that I can clean myself up. But no, you can't. The local authority can't come out. They can only go to prioritized areas. And it's such a frustrating time. So definitely that needs to be addressed.
Okay. And when it comes then to our general approach to dealing with wastewater in this country, you see, I suppose it's not, you know, it's not a hot political topic. This is sort of the nuts and bolts of administration and trying to keep a country running, but it's not a hot political topic. So perhaps then the movement and action on it is slower than it needs to be.
It's actually pretty hot. Like, you know, in Coastwatch, we would get, I would say in the summertime, maybe one third of all calls have something to do with bathing water. So it is hot. Okay. And the councillors should take note of that now, or the ones who want to become councillors. It is an issue. We have, you know, the EPA explained it about that rainwater enters, you know, you've combined sewers, enters our sewage system, and then this treatment plant can't cope. Well, each one of us can try and do something to keep water on our own premises, on our farms. And there's some super work being done, but it has to be really rolled out. In fact, if anyone is interested, I'm going to give this a plug. Tomorrow we have a demo of some ponds which we created in Ballymoney, County Wexford, and Wexford County Council are running a climate change week. And this is part of it. That's tomorrow afternoon in North Wexford. If you look up Wexford County Council website.
And when you say we could all make some effort ourselves to improve water quality in our own patch, what can people do?
Have a pond, have a water barrel, look at your own area. Do you have to have tarmac and concrete or can you make it porous? Make your ground as porous as possible. And if you do have hard surface, see how much can you keep on your own grounds or together with your neighbours, you know, make a nice pond in your local park even. And plan it so that it's also good for biodiversity at the same time, because our biodiversity is also being knocked. So create something which is good for nature and good for water and good for your bathing water.
Okay. A couple of people getting in touch to 51551 taking issue with my comment that some dog owners will just leave dog feces on the beach. They just don't pick it up. Emily says the biggest problem on beaches is ordinary litter. It's not dog poo. Another person says it's not dog feces that's the problem. It's the lack of wastewater treatment facilities in parts of the country. Raw sewage is dumped into the sea. But that is certainly a problem as well.
But there's a good study on the dog poo of Sandy
Mount. Oh, thank you. Go on, Karen, tell us.
Yeah, no. I just can't remember. Was it UCD or who did the study? But it was done with EPA support, and they got volunteers or students out to count the number of dog poos. And they also tested the dog poos for microorganisms. Oh. And they also tested bird poo. And they found that the dog poo was way higher, way, way, I can't remember offhand, 6 to 8 to 10 times higher than the bird poo. Per gram of poo, and there was a huge amount of it, a huge
really?
Amount, absolutely. And sometimes I think it's not intentional. A dog owner mightn't always look, but well, what we do down here in North Wexford now is, if you see somebody else's dog poo, you also remove it because we want to have clean water swimming.
Yeah, well, I suppose you'd have to be carrying around dog poo bags to be doing that. It's a
no,
good idea.
No, we carry little. Well, we're down the country, so we carry little spades, and then we can chuck it up onto the bank into certain areas where you have lots of invasive alien species.
Yeah, I just have some research that's been sent in to me here, carried out by University College Dublin's Acclimatise project. That might be actually what you're talking about, Karen.
It was a Acclimatise project. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's found,
and it's an eye opener.
Yeah, it found that dog feces, which carries 200 times more bacteria than human waste, is a significant polluter in Irish swimming waters and poses a serious public health risk. So I know you're also on the National Bathing Council, Karen. Can you tell me, what's your advice then when seasonal sea swimmers think water's contaminated and they still get in? Like, what happens there?
I think, first of all, that it is really important. If you are checking out, if wherever you are swimming, look out, check that area, do a basic audit. You don't have to do it every day, but if you're in a group, one of you does. Where are the overflows? Where are the streams? What do they look like?
Okay.
Very often they are telltale signs. If there was an overflow at night, in the morning you'd see it. So don't just go into the water. The sewage comes from somewhere. Very often it comes from somewhere very local.
Okay,
many,
so like the colour
of
those streams, for example, if there's overflow pipes.
The leftovers of wet wipes, which nobody should put into the loo, anyway, would be on the sides of these quite often.
Really? Oh, God, okay. Colm has been in touch. He says, speaking as someone involved in the construction industry, I can tell you one of the main issues regarding water pollution is the increase of hard-standing areas without adequate drainage, or rather a lack of permeable areas, he's saying, and common sense.
Totally.
You'd agree with that, Karen?
Absolutely. I made that same point. It is essential that we really radically change our approach. We have to have more permeable areas, and we have to have rain garden, like holes in the ground, which could be just like we have some, which are just holes where nature lives in the bottom, and then every so often the water rises very quickly. It's almost like a turlough. Mm. Suddenly the water rises very quickly because all of this rain comes down. It might come through drains, which might be in your garden, and they gush into that area. And then it keeps the water there and it doesn't overpower the treatment plant.
And can I just ask you finally on that, if you're in a sort of a built-up area, we'll say Sandy Mount, for example, I know there's green areas in Sandy Mount, but, you know, there's a lot of, as Colm puts it, hard-standing areas there, and a lot of non-permeable areas. Can that be fixed then once all the infrastructure is in?
Sarah, the best thing in the world, the feeling of happiness is when you see those hard surfaces one day, and then next day you don't. And you start creating wetlands, ponds, all sorts of things. I've done that with schools, and the joy when you see what you've done. So we appraise what is hard today could be soft tomorrow and could have little ponds in it.
Okay, you paint a beautiful picture. Karen, it's been very interesting to speak to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. That's Karen Dubsky, who's the director of Coastwatch and Swan. And before that, we're speaking with Lauren Boland from thejournal.ie.